Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was different last year, of course. No induction ceremony in Canton. And so at some point, they hope to have a supersized ceremony at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But they will include up to 5 new members. And the finalists were just unveiled last week, and they include Clay Matthews Jr., who's a longtime linebacker in the NFL, spent 19 seasons in the league, 16 of those with the Cleveland Browns. He played 278 games. He has more than 1,500 tackles, 83.5 sacks, though some of those sacks that he had before they started to count sacks as a stat, those are lost forever. 16 career interceptions, 27 forced fumbles, 14 fumble recoveries, and he is now a finalist for the first time to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There is another Clay Matthews. There's also a Bruce Matthews, his brother, who's a Hall of Famer. His son played in the NFL, Clay Matthews III. In fact, he's one of 8 family members to compete at the NFL level. And just a couple hours ago, I had a chance to catch up with him, and it was really cool to be able to pick his brain and to hear his stories. And of course, the first thing I had to ask Clay is how much he enjoyed his former franchise, the Browns, winning a playoff game for the first time since he was in the league back in the 90s.
You know, it was fantastic. The thing that stood out to me is I've had a couple boys that have played in the NFL, so you know I've been preoccupied with the Browns and really haven't been able to follow them. Nor did when I stopped playing. I was 40 years old, and so that the point I'm making is that's the first time I wanted to go back and play again for the Browns. So it was just an amazing game, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's a long time coming, yet the fans have remained so steadfast. What's special about Cleveland Browns fans?
I was drafted there back in 1978, and you know the world seemed a lot smaller back then, and I didn't know that much about Cleveland, and went back there and just. Wherever I went around town, I would run into folks, you know, and they would, the thing is, they're very informed and they were, you know, they weren't offensive, but they had some good opinions. So I had some good conversations at the gas station and the 7-Eleven and places like that and really enjoyed them. That's, you know, as I think back, those were the highlights, were some of the conversations I had in the most out-of-the-way place.
You recently had the opportunity to be inducted into their Ring of Honor. What was that experience like to go back to Cleveland and to do it in before a game in which your son was playing against the Browns?
That was a big day. To go back and... to be honest, I think I was more comfortable when I had the pads and the helmet on than I was standing out there giving a form of a speech. But it was a big night, and they treated me very well, and I feel very much at home there.
We're spending a few minutes with Clay Matthews Jr., as people sometimes get it wrong, but you're the second Clay Matthews in your family, but the first one now to be a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which was just announced over the weekend. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So your daughter tells me it was a message that was left by David Baker of the Hall of Fame. What was it like for you to hear that message on your home phone?
Well, I came in and heard that, and I think my temperature just started rising. And, you know, I've said this to several folks. I was one of those kids who was a big fan of the NFL. I was one of those kids who collected those little football helmets, the little plastic ones. And, you know, really, if you looked at me at the beginning of high school, say my freshman year, you never could have predicted that I would be a guy who would eventually make it to the NFL. I think I weighed all of 132 pounds, and I was starting to lift weights and came home, and my mom was there. And now, my mom weighed about 107 pounds, but she was wiry, and she was the women's champion golfer at the club. She could outdrive my dad. So wow. She challenged me to an arm wrestling deal. And I said, Mom, no, I might hurt you. She beat me. She beat me my freshman year in high school. And I walked, I remember it was at the kitchen table, and I just left and was, I don't know if I was disappointed. I think I was shocked. But I think I got some wiry strength from her. So I'll take that.
So then how did you turn that into a nearly 20-year career as a linebacker in the NFL from that humiliation, Clay?
Well, as it turned out, I was a late bloomer. And over the next 3 years, I got a little bigger and a little faster, a lot bigger and a lot faster. And then, I liked playing football. It's, people will ask me, well, why'd you play? How'd you play 19 years? And football's—it's a very hard game. You're usually hurt, I would say, 90% of the time. Mm. You know, your first couple of years, you're just so excited about it and you love it, you know. And then it starts to catch up with you. But it never seemed to catch up to me. I mean, physically it did, but I always liked going out there, and I always got excited about it. And it never lost that excitement. Was able to play till I was 40, yeah.
So then when you think about quarterbacks like Drew Brees and Tom Brady and even Ryan Fitzpatrick, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, either in their 40s or late 30s, is it impressive to you, or you think, come on, these guys never get hit? They're not hitting anyone.
Well, I will say it's impressive, but they don't get hit that much. They do, though, but certainly their achievements are fantastic. And all I know is I can say on the last play that I played, on my last game in the last year, I got a sack on the last play. You know, go out on top.
Did you know that was going to be your last game?
I kind of figured it. I had just finished my 19th year, or I was getting ready to finish. And the kids were getting old. We were still going back and forth, because when I started in the NFL, you went home. You would leave the town where you had gone to play, and most people would either go back to school or they would get some sort of temporary job. And I had done that. Gosh, you know, by the time it behooves somebody to stay in town all the time, I was getting old, and I go, well, I only have about one more year, and that kept going on and on and on.
Did you hold other jobs then while you were playing in the league?
I did initially, yes. And then I went back to school. I went back and got my MBA, although I'm still a class short. I went for 3 years, and then we made the playoffs, and I couldn't finish it. It took me like 4 or 5 years to where I could get back to go to school. And at that point, I don't know, I got preoccupied with something else.
Can you imagine playing in 2020 when so many of these guys are having to separate from their families or at least stay safe in the midst of a pandemic? Could you imagine doing that?
Well, you'd be able to focus on the game, that's for sure. I think the hardest part would be playing in a stadium with either no or few fans.
Right.
And that really, I believe, is what makes, you know, football is such a game that I'm playing linebacker in a guard pull, so here comes a 320-pound man running as fast as he can who's about to hit me. And common sense would say, don't hit him. But your job was to set the edge, say. And you'd go in there and you'd have to take him on full speed. And to a degree, the accountability in front of all the fans is what allowed you to do that. And I couldn't imagine playing without that electricity that comes from the fans week in and week out.
Yeah, it's such a different atmosphere, and you can hear everything, absolutely everything. Having gone to a regular season game this season, I know they're pumping in the crowd noise, but when the play is actually going on, you can hear the communication with these guys on the line and in the trenches. It's a completely different experience. Some stadiums with, say, almost 7,000 fans, like the Bills over the weekend as they hosted their first playoff game since 95, and Jennifer sent me a text that said, ask him about the interception he had of Jim Kelly in the 89 AFC divisional playoff game. So, that's the last time the Bills were really good was the late 80s and the 90s, and now look at them into the next round of the playoffs. But do you remember that moment?
I do. The Bills were very good, and they were driving down for what would be the winning score, and they had been throwing to the back a lot, and the call came in, and it was man-to-man, and there was no underneath help. So usually when a running back runs a pattern, it's going to be underneath. So I knew I had no help, and he ran a route, and I'm not saying I guessed, but he could only go one of two ways, and I went one way, and he went that way also. And, I was able to get it.
Clay Matthews is now a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame and had four times been a semifinalist, but gets to that final group of 15 along with the likes of, say, Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson, Jarrett Allen, some others in there. And he spent most of his career in Cleveland and finished up with the Atlanta Falcons and now joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. What's the major difference between linebacker then and linebacker now, or defense then and defense now in the NFL?
You know, you still, fortunately for me, or unfortunately, when I came into the league, I was a third down dime linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the league evolved a little bit, I became a 3-4 outside linebacker. And then I remember in my 12th year, I went and I said, hey, can I rush the passer? So they let me rush the passer, and you know, over 19 years, I did, about every skill there was. So I'd like to think, I can watch a game and say, well, that skill requires this or that, and that the players are certainly better prepared and better conditioned now. You know, they train year round and they're fast and big, and they play well.
Mm. What about these rules that protect quarterbacks? What do you think?
That the quarterbacks, I can see it. You know, the thing I always liked about football was, there were several different ways to win. One was, you just prepared real well, or you conditioned real well. You coached them up real well. But and all the other sports have this too, but the one thing that football had was a team that wasn't as talented as another team. If they came out and out-hit the other team, they could win a game.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree, I like that, because it's, it's kind of the way that a scrappy human being can, you know, make something happen for himself by getting out there and working his rear off. And I always liked that. And they, you know, as the players have gotten so much faster and so much bigger, the collisions are getting pretty severe now. So I can see some of the changes that have been made.
Was it more nerve-wracking to watch your sons play when you have family members in the NFL to watch them and support them? Is that tougher than being out there yourself?
You're absolutely right. It when you're sitting up there watching them, I remember I was just nervous the whole game and I didn't talk a lot. I didn't cheer a lot. I just watched. And you know, you would see someone fall by their legs and you'd unconsciously lift your own leg as if, you know, he wouldn't get hurt that way. But it, you know, the stress of watching them play, especially as they played more and more, became more and more severe.
Your daughter's kind of taken up this campaign of trying to get you into Canton, into the Hall of Fame. That's really neat that she's decided this is something that it really matters to her.
She's a special girl, and I know dads say that about their daughters, but she really is. And, you know, when she first started this, I was I didn't know where she was going to go. And then the amount of people that she's talked to and who have been willing to offer up a commentary on my play is just amazing. And it's, you know, you have, I have four sons and one daughter, and the one daughter is still the one going in football the hardest. So it's amazing.
Oh, that's great. Could you imagine being there on that stage in Canton?
You know, I'm humbled by it. I'm overwhelmed. I think I mentioned it earlier, but I was kind of a big fan when I was a little kid of the NFL. In fact, when I first went back to Cleveland, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio, mm-hmm. Down the turnpike from Cleveland. And I remember one of the first things I did, they actually gave us a free pass to the Hall of Fame. And on Tuesday, our day off, I took my newlywed wife and we went down to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I was a fan of the NFL long before I became a participant in it.
I understand that it is your 42nd wedding anniversary on Wednesday. That's really amazing. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's I got some really special family members. I'm very blessed.
And when you retired, Jennifer says you didn't slow down much, that you continued to do all kinds of other things, like play basketball and go snowboarding and mountain biking. And
well, you got to keep moving or your body. I think an ex-football player's body is like a rusty gate. If you don't use it, it's going to lock up. So I try to keep moving.
Oh, well, this is really cool. It's great to talk to you. And I know that Cleveland fans, every time we bring it up or every time Jennifer tweets about it, they go flooding the website and vote.
The people back there, you know, it's just really special. In fact, I have a middle son who lives in Cleveland. And, you know, so he can keep me informed of all the inside scoop with the Browns. So I've really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. Well, happy new year to you. And I know that at some point the announcement will come out. But, of course, there's a lot of people rooting for you. Clay Matthews Jr. is now a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So, Clay, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, Amy. I enjoyed it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.